Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Man, my expectation to come out here and get in the heat with them, find my way and make plays. I want to be productive. I want to make plays.
All right, there you go. The league year not even a week old. And here on Cards Weekly, we got plenty to talk about. Paul Calvisi on AZCardinals.com. Well, maybe these things happen in threes because we have a player who needs an intro. We have another player who needs a goodbye. And one player who maybe just needs the football. Let's start with the meet and greet.
Hey, how y'all doing? Jarvis Jones. I'm glad to be a part of the Arizona Cardinals.
Say hello to the Steelers' former first-round pick, outside linebacker Jarvis Jones, who went in that 2013 draft. In fact, that was the same year, the last year, for Cardinals linebackers coach Larry Foote with the Steelers. And Jones also hails from the same high school as Cards D-line coach Brenston Buckner. He's 6'3", he's 248. And beyond all that, he saw the Cardinals as the best fit because...
Me being in the middle of my career... Arizona having the presence on defense that they've had over the years. You know, Coach Buckner, Coach Foote, the history I had with them and getting to know them and the knowledge that they have of the game. I want to be a part of it. I feel like I can come here and grow and become a better football player.
As for the Cardinals' style of defense, for a D that's finished in the top 10 each of the last 2 years, well, for Jones, it was more of a zone blitz attack in Pittsburgh. Here, it'll be more of the man scheme.
Man, it's fun, man. On the defense side of the ball, the guys, man, they hard-nosed. They play tough. That's the kind of stuff I'm used to, and that's what I want to be a part of.
I know Jones spent last season in rotation with the Steelers behind James Harrison and Bud Dupree. Not unlike Alex Okafor, who was behind Marcus Golden and Chandler Jones. In fact, Okafor signs a one-year deal with the Saints. NFL Network reporting it's worth up to $3 million. Also getting a one-year deal, Andre Ellington.
I mean, it's definitely a huge weight lift off my shoulders, you know, but there wasn't no doubt in my mind that I wanted to be a Cardinal and wanted to continue my career here. I'm excited. You know, I came in, embraced the fan base, and you know, they treated me like family. And, I'm excited to get out there and play for them this year.
And we know Ellington can be explosive. His rookie year, he led the NFL in yards per carry. And he's the only active player in the NFL with a receiving and rushing touchdown of 80-plus yards. In fact, look for Ellington more in that receiver role this season because, as we all know, and we'll leave you with Ellington on this, it is David Johnson's backfield.
Dave's a talented guy. You know, but, you know, he's human. He's going to need a break every once in a while, you know. But that'll be my job to kind of step in there, you know, spare him a little bit and keep the offense rolling.